I don't know how to figure out how time goes so fast, but this I do know, that it seems like just a year or so ago that Darcy Swanson was buying Vergeen's dance studio, an old friend of mine, and now we're here talking about Memory Lane and her 10-year anniversary. Darcy, how did that happen?
You know, when Vergeen decided it was time to retire, my kids were dancing in the studio, and I'm just such a lover of dance myself as a dancer, and grew up as a daughter of a dancer, that I really wanted to keep that going for our community and for my own children. And here we are 10 years later, and so many memories have been made, and we're so grateful for the past and the legacy that was created, and to continue that legacy and provide a dance opportunity for all of those in our community to still celebrate and to love and to grow from in the pursuit of dance.
And you've certainly made some lifetime memories for my listeners who attend the shows, because they say, you know, I'm going to go see what Darcy's doing and what Forever Dance is all about. Then their kids, then their grandkids, they come in, and now you have got a whole decade of those family memories. Now, the show that's coming up is going to be about Memory Lane and Forever Dance, and tell me some of the highlights of that.
Yes, Down Memory Lane is what we're calling it, and it is a celebration of, again, the legacy that Vergeen started. She was in business for 28 years, and so now a total of 38 years, and we have past teachers that are contributing to this show and sharing memories on screen of some of their favorite moments and what dance has meant to them over the years, as well as inviting our local alumni that are dancers in the community. And that has been so special for me to see that come full circle of those dancers who were once little three-year-old kiddos in our combo classes to now being mothers of three-year-olds of their own, and to come into class and to take class with the joy of dance, and to inspire our younger dancers now to see that those mamas, they still got it. They can still do their double turns and their leaps, and just what a joy dance can give you for your whole life.
I remember asking you the question, why are you calling it Forever Dance? And I think you're just about explained it, because now you have kids that have kids, and they're coming back, and they're still dancing.
Yes, our motto is dance is forever, dance is for everyone. And we strive every day to accomplish that here at the studio, to be inclusive and to invite anyone through those doors that just wants to dance and move their bodies and celebrate the gift of dance. And it's such a blessing to me to see, you know, those moms and now their own children coming back to the studio to continue their love of dance, to inspire others, and to share that joy in our community.
Now, did I see a poster on the door when I came in that said adult ballet?
We do have adult ballet going on right now. Miss Molly is teaching that class. She's fabulous. And it is. It's such a joy to watch those dancers come in and just be able to move and to grow and to learn about themselves. And
how old do you have to be an adult?
You know, 18 to 88 to 89, you know, all the way up until...
Keep going.
until you can't move anymore. That's our goal.
So if you can move, you can dance.
That's right. Absolutely.
Give me a few highlights about the show and why people that maybe don't have their kiddos in the show want to come and just have a real night of entertainment from our community.
Absolutely. Our dancers are well-trained. We have fabulous teachers. And so you're going to see their technique on stage, their love of dance on stage, their passion on stage. This is our company dancers. So they are our more elite trained dancers, and they work really hard at what they love. And so that technical element will also be on stage, but more importantly, their heart and their passion. It's just contagious when you watch these kiddos on stage. They love it so much. And that energy comes through. And also such a celebration for us in celebrating those 10 years that I really wanted to give a gift to the community and a thank you back, because we have had so many people over the years tell me how grateful they are for the shows that we provide, what top-notch quality entertainment, wholesome family entertainment they are. And so we're just so excited to still be doing what we love.
I caught a little bit of rehearsal, and there are songs that even made me nostalgic, from Diamonds Have a Girl's Best Friend, the things you may have seen on Broadway, and to see these kiddos doing Broadway quality, it just impresses me about this community. When and where are tickets available?
Yes, the show is next weekend, March 28th and 29th. There's three shows to choose from. Friday night, the 28th, is at 6 p.m. And Saturday, we have a matinee at 12:30 and an evening show at 6. All three shows are at Kenai Auditorium. You can get tickets online now at our website, foreverdancealaska.com. You can also buy tickets at the door, but we encourage you to buy them now and just show up with your family, your friends, your neighbors. This is going to be a special one.
Come in and grab your seats rather than standing in line to buy your tickets.
100%.
Okay. Where do they get the tickets again, Darcy?
ForeverDanceAlaska.com, or you can give us a call at the studio, but it's right on our website on the homepage. You'll see a link to purchase tickets. Also on our social medias on Facebook and Instagram, there are links there as well.
And when you're an old grandpa or a great grandma, you will feel young again by watching the energy that these kiddos have. Darcy, thank you for bringing this to our community. I'll probably see you the next time. It'll be 20 years for your anniversary. Meryl Sikorsky over at Forever Dance, returning you to that two-stepping sound of KSRM.